England. He brought that money and opened up a clothing store, sold heavy clothing to these planters down here, shoes and underwear and overalls, pants and heavy shirts and things like that. Made a boy, then he retired and his son went in the cotton business. It was Ramsey Ellison Cotton Company.
I see.
And I did lots of business with. We bought about 3,000. I owned 3,000 acres of land over here one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Sold it for $35 to $50.
Is that right?
And now it's ranked 400 to 500.
It's just.
But I never did care anything about farming.
Yeah. You rather have bookwork and business.
Yeah. Well, bookwork. I quit bookwork in 18 when I went to the Army.
Oh. So then you were a writer first, then a bookkeeper,
yeah.
And after you came back?
I went to grocery business, yeah.
Oh.
Then I went broken now. When the panic come on in 29, I kept it on. I had about 60 or 70 thousand, but got so nobody would pay. The rich couldn't pay.
There's no money, is there?
No money. There wasn't any money.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning I went in September, I went out to collect. Sent a boy out, and I didn't collect a damn dime. I said, hell, I go. I went out, and I didn't collect a damn thing. Spent 2 days. And I said to myself, well, I know one damn thing I can do. I got about enough money to pay everybody off. I'll just pay these suckers off and close the damn place up. And so I came back that night and closed the damn thing, didn't open up no more, and I told them boys working for me. I had five or six. Well, I had this boy run the wholesale over there now. I got this wholesale here. He was working for me. And so when I was renting the store, and I went down and told Mr. Warfield, here's your keys, what's wrong? I said, hell, I'm quitting. He said, you can't. What are you going to do with the stuff? I said, I don't give a damn what to do with it. I'm going to pay off what I owe. I paid everybody up this boy's daddy. I owed him $500. And I was getting short of money, and I wanted to keep a little. And I said, Mr. I owe you some money, and I'm not going to take no bankrupt law. I'm just going to pay up and quit. He said, well, pay me first. I said, no, I'm going to pay you last. He said, no, I need the money. I said, I know you need it. Everybody needs it. I said, well, I'm going to Memphis and get a job in the morning. So the next morning, I caught a train, went to Memphis, went around to Wheel Brothers. They're cotton people, shippers, you know. And made a trade with them to buy cotton 50 cents a bale. And I was working for Federal then, too, at the same time. They wanted me to quit Federal and just buy cotton for them. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Because that's what I was living on. They paid me $67, paid all my traveling expenses, and gave me 67 and a half a week, a month. I mean, that was 2 weeks. Paid me on the 1st and 15th. And, of course, that was a whole lot of money in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come back next day, went buying cotton. I made about 100 and some odd dollars. Then it got so big that fall in, he called me one day, old man Crawford, the head of Federal Compress, and he didn't like old man at all, because he had brothers on Navy Yard. That's a shed, too, you know, where he put the cotton. And old man had South Memphis over there, and he was building, adding to it all the time. So he says, quit and come on, you can make plenty of money. So I'll pay you 50 cents a bale. That wasn't no money at all. But I got so hard buying so doggone much. He sent a boy down here to help me. Then he called me one day and told me, says, I tell you what I'm going to do. All my Delta cotton, I'm going to put it in South Memphis so I can get ready to ship. I don't have to fool around with it. So he gave me West Tennessee, Mississippi Delta, Arkansas Delta, come on up and give me the boot deal. Well, I didn't report it. So those days, we'll go to Memphis. That was Sunday, you see. And I went up there one Sunday morning, and they were buying down there. The railroad had called up and said, we got 21 cars of cotton here from Sykeson, Missouri. So, brothers got, it ought to be in the Navy Yard.